Ryan McElveen became the biggest name on the Fairfax School Board when he tweeted the news that students would have a day off before it was officially announced.
It all started when we had a snow day back in early December, and immediately students caught on to the fact that I was a reliable source, and they just started following me and retweeting me.
That's how he described it to NBC4 TV in Washington. McElveen now has more than 20,000 followers on Twitter, and one of them helped get him back into the public spotlight, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
Right, this is a story by Reese Shapiro at the Washington Post. Apparently, a young lady at James Madison High School tweeted him, asked to dance at the prom with him.
David, she is 17, McElveen is 28, and married. What did he tweet back?
He replied back, quote, "It's gonna get cray-cray at Madison's prom this year. I said yes."
Well, that created some talk around the county. Some folks thought it looked an awful lot like a date was being planned.
Perhaps it might have been misunderstood, a distraction. He is kind of scaled back. He's going to put in a brief appearance at the prom, but I'm not sure how cray-cray it's going to be getting for the school board member. And you think about in our celebrity culture, there's been a recent trend of movie stars and so forth, kids, fans, tweeting directly, communicating directly with these celebrities in ways that have never been possible before. And there's been examples of people showing up at proms. It's quite different, though, to have an elected school official. So I think he wisely, after his cray-cray message, backed off and said that he was simply trying to keep communication open with the students, and he is going to scale back his plans for the prom.
Well, he will be making an appearance at the prom, but he says it will be very brief. The owner of three McDonald's restaurants in Clarksville, Centerville, and Riverdale in Southside, Virginia, recently dismissed 17 of his 180 employees. And David, that brings us to our next story from VA News.
Several of them told the News and Record, which is the local paper in South Boston. The story was written by Tom McLaughlin, a reporter for the News and Record, that they were simply told in kind of vague terms that they didn't fit the profile, the image that the restaurant was trying to project.
Well, as far as we know, they haven't explained what that image is. Most of the fired workers are black, but so are most of the workers still on the job. And for that matter, so is the owner who made the decision. And David, the employees had just gotten good news before they lost their jobs.
The restaurant had kind of made a name for itself in the community by giving everyone a raise. Apparently, these employees that were let go and the judgment of the management didn't quite fit the direction that the restaurants were going.
Now, the owner has made a public statement. What does he say?
They have a strict policy of prohibiting any form of discrimination or harassment. The owner said, "As an independent franchisee, I believe in strong people practices and set my own employment policies to create and maintain an exceptional experience for my customers."
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can follow their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.